Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demonstration, and in this demonstration I want to show you how to set up restrictions, or what I tend to call parental control, on your Apple TV. So I'm just going to press the menu button on my
Movies
Siri remote.
Row 1, column 1.
Check where I am, that's fine. So we need to go into settings, so I'm going to click down
Search, row 2, column 1.
Flick it over to the right, and of course I'm using the trackpad on the Siri Touch remote.
Settings.
Click on Settings.
Settings, general, button, 1 of 9.
Click on general.
General, about, button, 1 of 6.
And then flick down to restrictions.
Screensaver, sleep after, accessibility, restrictions, off, button, 5 of 6.
Yeah, so mine's currently turned off. Click on restrictions.
Restrictions, parental controls, restrictions, off, 1 of 2.
Now, if I flick down...
Change passcode, dimmed, 2 of 2. Yeah,
change passcode is currently dimmed because I don't have a passcode at the moment, so flick back
restrictions,
up.
Off, 1 of 2.
Okay, and I'm going to click on restrictions.
Keyboard, 1. Put set passcode. Enter a 4-digit passcode to set up restrictions for your Apple TV. You'll need to enter the passcode whenever you want to change the restrictions. No value, 1 of 4. No value, 2 of 4. No value, 3 of 4, no value, 4 of 4.
Okay, so we definitely know there's no values there, which is handy. So we're going to enter a 4-pin code, and every time I want to change restrictions, I have to enter in that pin number. Fine. So I'm going to put in a temporary test pin number. So I flick to the right.
2, 3,
on 3.
3, 1 character,
flick 4, over to 0.
8, 9, 0, 0, 2 characters, set pass 0. 3 characters, 9, 8, 7. Set passcode. Enter a 4-digit passcode to set up restrictions for your Apple TV. Bullet, 1 of 4. Bullet, 2 of 4. Bullet, 3 of 4. No value, 4 of 4.
Now, I'm not too sure why it just said 3 bullets and a no value, but I'm going to re-enter the password in again. So flick to the left.
0, 9, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3. 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, 0, 0, 3, 9, 8, 7, 7. Passcode changed. Make sure you keep your passcode in a safe place. If you forget your passcode, you can reset all settings in settings greater than system. OK. Button.
I click on OK.
Parental controls. Restrictions. On. 1 of 2.
Okay, so now we can start setting them. So I flick down.
Change passcode. 2 of 2. iTunes Store. Purchase and rental. Allow. 1 of 2.
Purchase and rental. If I click on it.
Restrict.
We've got restrict. Click on it again.
Allow.
Allow. So I'm going to leave it on allow. Flick down.
In-app purchases. Allow. 2 of 2.
In-app purchases. So I've got allow.
Block.
Block.
Allow.
Back to allow. So I'm going to click on
block.
Back to block. Flick down again.
Allowed content. Music and podcasts. Clean. 1 of 6.
Okay, allow music and podcasts. Clean. That's fine. I'll leave that on.
Ratings for Australia. 2 of 6.
Ratings for Australia is fine.
Movies. All. 3 of 6.
Okay, so movies is currently all, which I don't want. So I'm going to click on all.
Restrict movies to. Allow all movies. Button.
Allow all movies. If I flick up.
R18 plus. MA15 plus. M. Button. PG. Button.
PG here in Australia is parental guidance, so I'm going to click on that.
Restrictions. Allowed content. Movies. PG. 3 of 6.
And flick down.
TV shows. All. 4 TV of 6.
TV shows is all. Click on that one again.
Restrict TV shows to. Allow all TV shows. Button.
And I'm going to flick up to PG again.
AV15 plus, MA15 plus, M, button, PG, button. Okay,
PG, parental guidance again.
Restrictions, allowed content, TV shows, PG, 4 of 6.
Flick down again.
Apps, all, 5 of 6.
Apps is all, click on that.
Restrict apps to, allow all apps, button.
So I've got all apps, if I flick up.
17 plus,
17
button,
plus.
12 plus, button.
12 plus.
Restrictions. Allowed content. Apps. 12 plus.
And
5 of 6. Siri explicit language. Show. 6 of 6.
Two explicit language.
Explicit show. Words won't be obscured in Siri.
And we're going to say hide them.
Hide. Explicit words will be automatically obscured in Siri.
Explicit words will automatically be obscured, and I flick down.
Game Center. Multiplayer games. Yes. One of two.
And the multiplayer games, yes. I'm going to change it to no.
No.
Just by clicking on it. And flick down.
Adding
again.
Friends. Yes. And two of friends. Two.
Click on it.
No.
No. Click down again.
Allow changes. AirPlay settings. Allow. One of two.
No changes to AirPlay settings. That doesn't really worry me, so that's fine. Leave it alone.
Turn location again. Services. Allow. Two of two.
Location services allow. I'm going to turn that off.
Restrict.
And if I click it again.
Allow.
I'm back to allow, so I'm going to leave it on restrict.
Restrict.
So that's my restrictions set up on my Apple TV. So if I press the home button.
Restrict settings. Row 2, column 2.
I'm going to go to movies. I'm just going to press my menu key to go to the top of my screen.
Movies. Row 1, column 1.
Click on movies.
Movies. Top movies. Tab. 2 of 6.
To the left to purchased.
Purchased. Tab. 1 of 6.
Click down.
Recent. 8. Button. 1 of 2. All movies. 136.
Okay.
Button.
To the right. 2.
The Adjustment Bureau. 1 of 136. Button.
Okay, so let me swipe down, and I know Jurassic World should have parental control on it now. So if I flick down.
Atlantis, The Bicentennial Man, Cars 2, Children's Aquarium, The Devil Wears Prada, Dinosaur Island, Field of Dreams, Ghost, Gremlins 2, Harry Potter and the Hocus Pocus Out, The House of Magic, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaur, Indiana Jones and the Into the Woods, 2014. 65 of 136.
Okay, so let's flick
button. Jurassic Park. Jurassic World. 68 of 136.
Okay, click on that.
Button. Jurassic World. In progress. Jurassic World. Play. Button.
And click on play.
Keyboard. 1.
Okay,
enter passcode. Enter your 4-digit passcode. No value. 1
so
of 4.
Pop it in.
No. 2. 3.
Across.
3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Now, this is the reason
enter
why,
passcode.
By the way,
enter your 4-digit passcode.
Talking.
Bullet. 1 of 4. No value. 2 of 4. No value. 3 of 4. No value. 4 of 4.
This is the reason why I don't like using the on-screen keyboard with VoiceOver, because my boys can actually hear what my parental password is. Whereas if I was using the Bluetooth keyboard, as in with the third generation, or using the remote app on my iPhone, iPad or iPod Touch, the boys couldn't hear the password. It would just say bullet, bullet, bullet on the Apple TV. So hopefully when Apple redoes the remote app for the Apple TV 4th gen or reinstates Bluetooth keyboard support, I won't have this issue anymore. But anyway, for this demo, let me just finish putting this demo password pin number in.
0098777 4 characters. Play. Tab.
So click on play.
Paused. Jurassic World. In progress.
And it's time to download and stream the movie. I won't start playing it for the moment. It's going to press the home button.
Home. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
So that's how to set up restrictions or parental control on your Apple TV by going into Settings, General, Restrictions, putting in your PIN number and doing it a second time to confirm it, and then setting up the appropriate ratings and restrictions for accessing content on your new Apple TV 4th generation. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.